We're discussing the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros on Shabbos. How many candles have to be lit? What is the different minhagim when it comes to how many candles? So what's brought down, the most common minhag is to light two candles every Friday night and every Friday afternoon, and that's Keneged Zachar V'Shama. The Mishnah Berurah cites a number of other minhagim. There was a minhag to go ahead and light seven candles every single week, each one Keneged the days of the week. There was a minhag that existed to light 12 candles Keneged the Yud V'Shvatim. And a relatively popular minhag is that one lights candles, connected the number of candles, connected those members of the household. So Zachar V'Shama represent the two parents. And then for every child that's born, another candle. That's a very common and prevalent minhag. Where exactly did that minhag come from? Not entirely clear. However, the Shmir Shabbos L'Chasa raises the following possibility. It says that the halacha is that if a woman did not light Neros Shabbos on any given reason, with some kind of negligence, she forgot to light, there was some kind of negligence, she didn't light, so Chazal did not want that to happen, so they imposed a knas, a fine, a penalty on the woman who doesn't light, neglects to light. What's the penalty? If she missed a certain Shabbos, so then for the rest of her life, she has to light an extra candle that Shabbos, the next, subsequent Shabbos. So normally she lights two candles, she forgot 1 week, the rest of her life she has to light three candles. So the Shmir Shabbos suggests that where this minute come that you go ahead and light an extra candle for every child that's born, so that wouldn't be uncommon, certainly back in the day, that a woman would go into labor, and because of the stress of labor, etc., she would forget to light candles that particular week. And therefore, for every child, now she missed the lighting of candles, so there was a practice, she went ahead and lit the extra candle for the rest of her life because of this missed candle lighting. So that's perhaps where that minhag came from, and many have that minhag. But again, minimally speaking, we go ahead and light two candles, Keneged Zachar V'Shamor. The poskim write that a woman who normally lights, let's say, a number of candles if she's her child, so she's going away for Shabbos, and that already becomes a little inconvenient to go ahead. Normally she has seven children, she lights nine candles, now she's going away for Shabbos. One can go to the baseline minhag of Zachar V'Shamor when one is leaving one's house. What is the earliest time one's allowed to light Neros Shabbos? And the latest time is Shkia, when Shabbos starts. But the latest time, the earliest time that one can go ahead and light Shabbos candles is Plag HaMincha. One is not allowed to light candles before Plag HaMincha. You have to be already within the range of Shabbos. Plag HaMincha, the time between an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, that's Plag HaMincha. That's the earliest time to light Shabbos candles. This can come up halacha l'maisa when a person makes early Shabbos. So when a person makes early Shabbos, it's a very common minhag in the summertime when it's very late to make early Shabbos. And when one makes early Shabbos, so in Israel, for example, we make Shabbos early, and oftentimes when we go to shul, we're davening mincha before Plag HaMincha. So the women could not light at that point in time. Normally they light when the men go to shul. They can't light then, have to wait till 15, 20 minutes later until Plag HaMincha. Why are we davening mincha so early? Plag HaMincha, making Shabbos so early, 5:30, 5:15 in America, I remember. In the summertime, when you go ahead and make early Shabbos, it's 7 o'clock. That's when they make Shabbos. Everyone's got to work on Friday. You got to get home 7 o'clock the whole summer long. Here they make early Shabbos much, much early, 5:30, 5:15, 5:45. What exactly is the difference? Obviously, we don't work here on Friday. That's one difference. But there's a halachic issue as well. There is, when it comes to this man of Mincha, this man of Mar, there's a well-known machlok, see Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim Maseches Brachos, in the fourth paragraph. What is the earliest, the latest time you can daven mincha? What is the earliest time you can daven maariv? So Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that the date changes, the date flips from the end of the day, mincha to maariv, at plag ha-mincha. An hour and a quarter, shalazmanios before shkia, plag ha-mincha. And the chacham say ad ha-erev. Ad ha-erev means either shkia, or even say sakol chavim. But Rabbi Yehuda says plag ha-mincha. That's so therefore, let's say Plag HaMincha is at 5:30 and Shki is at 7 o'clock. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mincha, the end of Zman Mincha is 5:30. And Chacham say, you have later, you have till 7 o'clock. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can already daven Maariv at 5:45, at 5:31. So the Gemara says, how do we pass? Like Rabbi Yehuda, like Chacham. And the Gemara answers, on Daf Chav Zayin, Maseches Brachos, the Ovid Kaman Ovid, or the Ovid Kaman Ovid. You can go ahead and do what you want. It's up to you. You can choose to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You can hold to choose like the Chacham. And the Rishonim discuss, what does that mean? You can choose. Every single night you can choose. You choose when you're Bar Mitzvah, and that's your Pesach the whole way through. Exactly what does that mean? Different Shitos in Rishonim. But the one thing that everyone's clear about, certainly the Mishnah Berurah says is very clearly, is that one should not on the same day choose to go like Rabbi Yehuda and like Chacham. What does that mean? If I go ahead and I'm davening Mincha after plak. After plak. So who am I following? Rav Yehuda Chachamim? Chachamim. I'm following Chachamim by davening Mincha after plak. Now I want to go ahead and daven Mariv before Shkia, before 7 o'clock. Now who am I following? Now I'm following Rav Yehuda. So in the same time zone, I'm saying this is both Mincha and it's Mariv. That you can't do. That's a tarte de satri. That's a contradiction. You can't say this is both Zman Mincha and Zman Mariv. That should not be done. And that should be avoided. So what ends up happening in the summertime in the United States, let's say, if you're davening Mincha, if you're davening, you're being the Kabbalah Shabbos every single Friday night at 7 o'clock in the summertime, you make early Shabbos. So the way it comes out, at least on the East Coast, it comes out that 7 o'clock, Shki is around 8 o'clock. Plaga Mincha is around 6:30. So you're exactly in that no man's land. You're davening Mincha at 7, and then you're going to daven Kabbalah Shabbos, and you're davening Mariv at 7:30. That's that no man's land. You're davening Mincha like the Chachamim, and you're davening Mariv like Rav Yehuda. That's the Tarat of the Satra that the Mishnah Berurah does not like whatsoever. And therefore, the preferable thing to do is, if you're making early Shabbos, is to go ahead and straddle Plaga Mincha. Daven Mincha before Plag, and Mariv after Plag, following whose position? Correct, Rav Yehuda. That's following Rav Yehuda's position. So that's the better thing to do. That's a common minhag in some shuls. In other shuls, they daven this tarat of the satri situation. Is it justified? Is it okay? Can you do it? I asked the shayla of, when I was a working man, I asked the shayla of my Rav, and he told me that if I can't catch a pre-plag mincha, which I was normally able to do in Manhattan, they have 1 o'clock minchas and so forth even on Friday, if you can't catch an early mincha, better to daven b'yichidus than to go ahead and put yourself into this tarat d'satri situation. Better daven mincha without a minyan and then go to shul and daven mar. That's what I was told. Rav Willick has in his sefer Am Mordechai, Perush on Maseches Bracha, so he quotes the pre-Yitzhak, Rav Yitzhak Petterberg, who suggests a svara to justify this tarat d'satri, this contradiction. And he says as follows. When a person's makabel Shabbos, so what do? You go to shul 7 o'clock, it's already after plaga mincha, it's before shkia. You go to shul, you daven mincha. Who are you following? You're following chacham, daven mincha after plag. Now what do? You say Kabbalah Shabbos. You daven Kabbalah Shabbos. Is Kabbalah Shabbos just a tefillah, or does that effectively transform the day? Does that turn you from Friday into Shabbos? So perhaps if you argue, it's a big machlokas, taz and marshal, in a lot of different contexts, but if you argue that Kabbalah Shabbos transforms, turns the day, so even though it's sunny out, and even though cosmologically, astronomically, it's well before Erev, but now it's already Shabbos, you can now daven the tefillas Shabbos, arvis for Shabbos, and in Friday night, not during the week, but on Friday night, avoid this tarat d'satri. That's his suggestion. Halacha ma'aseh, it's better to avoid this situation, but perhaps that is a limud zchus for the many kehilos that have that practice. Have an excellent day.
Whoever lost money now, talk to the back of the day.